CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Peter Berkowitz, my colleague from the Hoover Institution. Peter writing most recently at Rookler Politics about a new document proceeding from a number of distinguished institutions, chiefly the Trump administration handing off to the Biden administration with the National Endowment for the Humanities and other major universities, publishing Roadmap to Educating for American Democracy. This is a recommendation to teaching K through 12. So there are many moving parts here, and it is in no way a dictation of how you should say these things. These are questions that teachers should ask. And Peter, I want to say right away, the discourse here is extremely well-informed and educated. You feel that these questions come from after a lot of debate, and they don't provide a lot of footnotes. So if you don't know what particular event is backing this up, you must inquire. It doesn't come to you right away. What I found useful is that it's asking the right questions, but it's asking them in what you would say would be a disturbing fashion. It's not giving weight or proportion to what stories. What do I mean, John? I mean, the founding of this country is a story we tell all the time, Peter. The founding moments. And you said before, refounding. Yes, but these are matters of proportion. You don't get to the refounding if you don't have that original spark, that moment in the late 18th century when these things came together. Why do you believe, or how is it that you read these things? Why is the story of the founding of this country either worrisome to them, to these scholars, or no longer important to them? I can't tell which.
I think it's both. It's worrisome and no longer important in these senses. To the extent that students reflect on the founding, one, they discover that there are very worthy principles that the worthiest of the principles that are founding, principles of individual freedom, human equality, and limited government designed to instantiate those principles, to protect those principles. Built into the American founding is an idea, though, of limitation. There's some things government can't do. Actually, there are a lot of things government can't do. It's not just that government is not permitted to abridge the freedom of speech or press or religion or the right to hold firearms and so on. It's our whole government system is a system of limited government, which is designed to leave in citizens' hands decisions about the most important matters. It's what kind of job to hold, whom to marry, how to raise your children, in church, not in church. That's a decision we leave with parents under our constitutional system. And I worry, before I say the worry, though, I should say that I agree with you about the good intentions that informed so many of the people who collaborated on the Education for American Democracy. So there's some very serious scholars involved. There are good questions. There's a kind of open-endedness in the recommendations that is to be admired. But still, there are emphases, in my judgment, biases, and the emphasis in favor of refounding or progressive change as against preserving what has been what is wise in our political culture is, to my mind, quite worrisome. Long before, it seems to me, students should be encouraged to get out there in the streets and demonstrate and protest, students should learn the principles of American government. And as I know, dear to you and dear to me too, all the stories, the rousing stories and yes, the not rousing stories, the dismaying stories that go into the American founding. This puts us in a much better position to evaluate what is taking place within American society today, to help us understand what can be changed, what should be changed, what's beyond our limits to change, what should, if it should be changed, should not be changed through the instruments of government, but should be changed by means of work in your own communities.
Two examples. One, our founding fathers needed stories to give them courage for the moments when they had doubts about their choices. I know that one of the stories that they loved, George Washington loved particularly, is the death of Cato the Younger, the suicide of Cato the Younger during the Roman Civil Wars. They celebrated Cato to themselves, and whenever they use Cato's name, it's magical for them. In the same fashion, Peter, the way we were educated, the stories of Lexington and Concord are magical to us. These Minutemen who, in the middle of the night, this is the April 18th and 19th, 1775, are aroused from their beds and come running with their muskets. There's not enough black powder in all of Massachusetts, and they're bringing their precious black powder to face the regulars. Not only the regulars, but the special forces kind of regulars that are in command out of Boston, marching to confiscate their gunpowder and their cannons at Lexington and Concord. That's a wonderful story. It doesn't have a payoff. It's meant to be inspirational. I puzzle if this roadmap understands the power of those of that particular origin story.
I share your doubt, but you just want to quibble a bit that there is a payoff to such stories. Stories rouse our admiration for what men and women in an early age were willing to do in defense of freedom, in defense of their right to govern themselves, to create communities where they could worship or not worship as they saw fit. It's inspiring. And there's in a way a slander afoot, John, about your education and mine. It is, I grew up educated to understand that this country was, while created on the basis of individual freedom and equality, betrayed that principle by enslaving black men and women who were brought to this continent from Africa. That was not hidden from me. That was part of my education in the shadow, or I should say in the bright light of the civil rights movement.
We have about a minute, Peter. Go ahead.
What I'm afraid of is that the only stories we hear today or the predominant stories are ones of the horrors of slavery. We need those stories to be told for sure, but alongside the stories of heroism in defense of freedom that are so dear to your heart and mine.
And in telling both stories, we give a larger picture and permit the children, 70 years from now, to remember their education, because it'll change again, Peter. The stories are circumstances you cannot know into the future. We very much value the stories we're telling now about parts of the nation, particularly medical parts of the nation. This is a nation that found in its liberty the genius of discovering remedies. I'm thinking of malaria for one of them. But right now we have the remedy of the virus and the vaccine is a product of liberty. Peter Berkowitz writing, this is a wonderful essay because he introduces me to this new document that I recommend to all of you to read through and weigh on your education. Roadmap to Educating for American Democracy. This is CBS Eye on the World. Peter Berkowitz of Hoover Institution, I thank him very much. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.